Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
There we go. I was trying to nail the post with my hammer toes. Hey guys, I'm gonna get a Stanley tattoo on my the knuckles of my toes.
You should.
Get an old Milwaukee.
Yeah, I need to get a good pocket knife just for my foot. Remember that we talked about? Our dads had the feet knives.
Oh yeah.
You want to do it?
You want to do it?
You want to do it?
I need a case knife to cut my foot, Undertaker.
Oh, they would come off in like just big blocks of hard skin.
It was really gross.
It's really hot when women do it, but not dudes.
It's hot when women shave their feet.
Oh. You want to do it?
You want to do it?
I know where you're going.
Undertaker's in the shower. He's screaming out to Michelle. Michelle!
You want
to
do it?
No, Take. I'm wore out.
She calls him Take.
Hey, Take.
What does he call himself that to her?
Hey, Cool. You want to do it?
Hey, Take.
Hey, cool. Take.
Take. He said to his kid, just Take.
You mean daddy? You're not in the clique or the crew. Backstage crew.
Backstage crew. Backstage clique, backstage crew.
Yeah. You want to do it?
Oh, hang on now. Joker.
You want to do it?
I'm going to keep mentioning it so you don't lose it like you do all these different ones.
There's a story.
Man, we used to have that one for years.
I know.
I think my cursor went.
Could you imagine if you had lost Nine's machine gun laugh? It wouldn't be the thing that it is today.
It almost did. Somebody came in here and messed with some stuff.
Take that, Russia.
Thursday's gimmick was Bone Street Crew, right? Crew with a K, Bone Street Crew.
I thought it was Backstage Crew.
I think Bone Street Crew.
You're thinking of Backdoor Crew.
No, it was MBSK, not BDK.
Okay. All right.
BDK was a murderer.
DTF, I think is what it was.
Dogs talking to him. Mm-hmm. Killing right. People. Arf.
Let's stay on track, guys. Let's talk about this new band. Stamps.com. Wait a minute. Wrong paper. This paper. Band number one. It's time for the Brutally Honest Music Review. Band number one. This is the one who knows where they come from. It's Iva, South Carolina.
Oh, man.
It's been a band for 7 years. Any thoughts on Iva?
I think about Iva every day when I log into my email at work.
Oh, we know your password now. I remember having a fantasy football team, and I was the Iva Biggins.
Apparently, our internet service here on Woodruff Road in Greenville is routed through Iva somehow.
Interesting.
It's weird.
Fatboy, any fond memories of Iva?
Going there and playing against Sheldon Evans and getting smacked around in some high school football.
Who could forget that?
Crescent.
Influences Carters. For this band includes Asking Alexandria. My child enjoys them, or he did last week. Who knows? It changes. Bad Omens. Nine's into those. I don't know about the band.
Not the band, just Bad Omens.
And then Bring Me the Horizon.
Hell yeah.
Bringing you nothing.
With the song that is a unreleased track, so it's making its debut right now. With the song Chemicals, this is Iva, South Carolina's very own, wait a minute, Noisemakers.
Oh, you got to tell
this is what I hit when I don't like the song. It's my crow call. Nine has his World War II siren. Oh, it's the coppers. It's the feds.
Play them out.
Hey, let's pull over to this town. It's Mayberry. They won't know anything. And then Fatboy has the wind chime gong. New Noisemakers for 2021.
I'm keeping mine.
Are you?
I want to.
Too much of an investment?
Yeah.
You didn't get it. You didn't turn in a receipt to Daniel.
They won't cover $50.
Okay.
Take me to the door.
Iva, South Carolina's very own Among Demons on the Brutally Honest Music Review.
Recycle and repeat might be something we need. Revival of defeat, biting our hands as we feed. Our lucky stars are falling down, but we're gonna press continue. The end of it all is inbound, but we'll ignore the issues. Don't you know that you left a mark, a deep dark scar inside my heart. We're burning up from chemicals inside our brains. The rush won't last, so make it fast. Pump it in our veins. When it takes over, we get closer. But I know I'm just a slave. Insanity, hysterical, drugged out on our own chemicals. Denial and deceit, punctured lungs, hard to breathe.
All right.
Recital of reprieve.
We'll work our way back. Fat Boy's over here dancing right now. This is weird. Put that lighter away.
I gotta put it.
Don't feel bad about your feelings.
It goes back and forth. I'm like, it started off sounding kind of hokey, but then the voice kind of, it got a little bit better. Like, I could see it working maybe.
You mean like when the background singer or screamer would join in?
No, it's like the singer's voice just, I mean, it kind of changed. I don't know.
I think the song's not bad. I mean, it definitely is. Something off with the mix.
Something off with the singer. Sounds like karaoke.
Well, I think the vocals are too hot. It sounds to me like the vocals are too hot, like way overpowering everything else, which is better than having them buried, but there's still a happy medium somewhere in there. So the only reason I'm out is the mix.
Well, when you see, this is something I don't know. This is the one thing I don't know. When you record a song and you put it through the mix, does it all go through the same mix at the end? So you have the vocal, mix, percussion, rhythm, everything goes into a mix.
Yeah.
Is it a final mix, or did they layer on top of each other? Because the vocals did not match the mix of the music.
Well, usually you'd have, most people nowadays would track it out and then mix it from there. I don't know how they recorded it. Probably that way, if I had to guess. But
and that's so expensive to do. If it's not the perfected sound, it costs money to do that stuff, and it's very expensive.
Yeah, but I just think the vocals are too hot, and that aspect of the mix, the vocals are too hot in the mix.
I can see WWE using it for like a new SmackDown theme or something.
Oh, they got AC/DC right now, so yeah.
Okay,
that's
so
a compliment.
Maybe NXT. It sounded like. The music sounded fine, and I enjoyed the little chorus with the screaming in the background. That was kind of cool. But just the singer by itself, it sounded like, you remember you go to Carowinds, you step in the booth and record a song, matched up, it's recorded karaoke. Oh, yeah. They'd say the tape. That's what it sounded like.
I didn't mind the song, just the mix.
Yeah. But Fatboy loved it.
I had a couple buddies that did that, the Hootie Who. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Who? Fatboy, you stayed in. That means that we will speak to who's representing Among Demons today. It is Colton.
Colton?
Colton? How do most people in your life say your name?
Colton.
Colton. Okay, I see. What do you do in the band? Please say not lead singer.
Well, actually, I do everything.
I'll be dead blind.
Yeah, Matt.
So, do you know anything about the recording process? Because I've that's not what I meant. What I meant is the music sounds fine. I just feel like your part alone is not under that same mix. Make sense?
Yeah, I'm not too great at mixing and mastering and stuff. I kind of have to do everything myself.
Yeah, well, if you're doing it yourself, it makes sense too.
Same thing.
I'm definitely still learning.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's no excuse.
Me too. Yeah, I just have to be, it's not mean or negative. It's just it's constructive criticism that you have to deal with. There's no career that you're going to get into, and I'm not saying this to you, Colton, but to anybody, there's no career you're going to get into where if someone doesn't give you some criticism that is only there to really help you. But at first it might sound kind of crass, but
what about the vocal booth, Carowinds?
Look, I've done that before. I recorded what was the George Strait song I did there? Baby Blue.
Gorilla by Morning.
I hate that song.
It's one of the best.
Oh. You just talked in tongues.
That's what I'm saying in tongues.
One of his best songs.
Bit your own. No, I think you got it. You got a sound. Blue. Now when that screaming goes on, the little bit of a scream, is that you overlapped or is that another person in the band?
That's me.
See, I could tell that. That right there, that sounded good. So if you can make that molded into like a Fear Factory thing where they would do that sound where he would be singing in the rhythm and then the blah, blah, blah. If you're familiar with them, check it out. It's really good. Fear Factor sounds like a old Joe Rogan show, but no.
Fear Factory?
Yeah. Fear Factory. All right. I feel like I've hurt your feelings.
No.
You promise? I'm not looking to piss people off or make enemies or hurt anyone's dreams. Just being honest.
No, the whole point in me submitting it was to see what you guys thought. So I'm going to take that. And when I go back into my little studio, I'll figure out how to implement those things.
Yes. Yeah. Just keep working on it, man. I mean, you guys do a lot of good things in that song.
Yeah. Among Demons. I like that. It's got a little edge on it.
Especially considering y'all from Iowa, man. I didn't expect a band from Iowa to be that good, to be honest with you. But y'all surprised the hell out of me.
Where can folks, if they would choose to, like Fatboy, want to hear some more, Colton, follow the career of Among Demons? Where would they go? What website?
There's a Facebook, Among Demons Official.
Okay.
So you can find us over there.
Okay. And that's the official one?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Iva, South Carolina. 9 says the best sound to come out of Iva. Who knows?
It is.
Who knows? All right. Colton, stay at it, man. And appreciate you coming on the Brutally Honest Music Review.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sir. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Colton.
Among Demons. Right here at Christmas month.
Somebody's just going to quit like once and be like, F it, I'm done.
No, but...
Bands off.
Any kind of... Look, the first time I told Mark Hendricks... What do you want to do in radio? This is when I'm doing third shift radio. I said, I want to have my own morning show. Really? Are you being serious right now? All you do is talk about wrestling. Like, Mark, there's a market for that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about wrestling. We'll mix in some farts and some boob talk and headlines, all kinds of things. Band number two. From Western North Carolina. Been a band for 3 years. Influences include Ted Nugent, AC/DC, and Blackfoot. They're about to start recording their newest album. They've been a band for 3 years from Western North Carolina with the song Hell Ride. 9's already in.
I like that. Demons too, though.
This is the band Bone Driver on the Brutally Honest Music Review.
Crossroads.
Fat Boy's hoping people send him Christmas presents or something.
Man, it got... It started kind of hokey. I'm like, oh, the lyrics kind of suck. But then it kind of picked up. Hell Ride chorus is pretty cool.
The chorus sounds like another song. I can't place what song, but it sounds very much, very, very, very much like another song.
Who'd they rip off?
I don't know. I can't place it. It's just very familiar. This one, the drums are off. They sound off.
I thought, who are we going to be talking to from this band?
Mark.
Lead singer.
The drummer.
Drummer?
He's pretty prevalent in the band.
Oh, man.
But is it a one-man band?
Nah.
He played everything. Yeah, I just thought the drums sounded off in the mix. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff happening, but the chorus sounds like something and the drums sound a little off, too.
I think we've heard two of the best instrumental bands on the Brutally Honest Music Review.
See, I don't think this guy's a bad singer for a rock and roll band.
Doesn't match with the grit of the sound. He sounds like he's too happy. He sounds like a dad who's just going to pick up his kids from soccer practice.
Really? You got that? I didn't get that at all.
I did. I mean, I don't Google them ahead of time to see what they look like or anything. The band, I feel like they're all smoking cigarettes. If they're not, there's a cigarette up in the guitar waiting for them. The drummer's probably on fire, and the lead singer's up there wearing cargo shorts. He sharted his shorts because he's so afraid of this sound. I don't know. I just have to be honest and tell you, I just didn't think it was that good.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I feel like the Grinch right now. Nine, you were out, though.
Yeah, drums were off.
Okay, the one thing. Fat Boy, you loved it. You probably because it's Bone Driver. It sounds sex to you.
I ain't going through all of it again.
All right, well, let's bring on. He's, again, one out of three. It's Mark Michaels. Mark, good morning.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is the singer.
What's up, Mark? See, now you tell me this guy will smoke and drink a little bit.
I'm just sitting here in my khaki shirt and my shorts, you know?
You sound like a smoking, drinking fella to me.
Oh, man, we're rock and rollers all the way. You know, that song actually is a little drop. It's got a drop sound to it, so it kind of allows a more of like a lower voice. Yeah, I kind of sang that one out. But, yeah, you listen to the whole album, it's got a variety. So
you've been arrested.
This is the third go-round for us on the Brutally Honest.
What? Really? I feel like I would recognize Bone Driver.
Well, you sound familiar on the phone because you're
back,
from...
Earlier this year, we were supposed to have done the that South Carolina benefit down there they were putting on at the spinning chair.
Nine, you can't go out on the interview. Jesus. Nine hit his siren on your interview.
I was listening. I'm playing.
Look,
But, yeah, you guys did Dr. Moonshine, then you did White Trash, and now Hell Ride.
Oh, so.
Eventually, we're going to crush all your hopes and dreams and play the entire album.
I think y'all want at least
one of
those.
They're actually playing that song in Deep Dallas Radio in Texas. Wow. And we've got a bunch of fans over. You know, it's always overseas, but there's a radio station out of Wales that broadcasts in Spain. They play us every Friday. So it's pretty cool, man. I mean, it's cool getting played no matter what. If you hate it, you love it. Somebody listen to it.
Who's the DJ at the radio station in Wales, Jonah?
His name's James Whitthall. He's actually an actor / radio personality, and he discovered us on Facebook and had me send him all of his MP3s, all of our MP3s, and he plays a different song every week. So it's cool, man.
You can't even.
Sorry, I sneezed with the thing in my mouth. The crow call. You know, this is going nowhere. Mark? Keep at it. Tell everybody for the third time where they can find.
You can find us at bonedriver.com. It's actually spelled with a Y out of an I.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook, Reverb Nation. You can check us out on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes. Yeah, wherever you can find digital music, you'll find Bone Driver working for
Why spell Bone Driver with a Y? Is that to be cool or hip, or was
That was actually, there was a copyright potential. There's a band called The Bone Drivers, and so I contacted them and asked if there'd be any issues with the name Bone Driver. You know, because, you know, back in the day, you had the Who, and then you had the Guess Who.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, well, if we do a little something different, we can get away with it, so... They were cool with it, so we rolled with it.
Well, that's Nine's grinder tag, so you should have messaged him first to see if it was cool.
Fat Boy's a scone eater. You should check him out. All right. Mark Michaels, thanks so much. And don't forget those kids today, soccer practice, okay?
Hey, man, yeah, I'm a teacher, actually, so I am working with some children today.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Are you a music teacher
at a reform school?
What do you teach at, juvie?
Oh, I can't tell you what I teach at, but I am a speech teacher in Western North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. Mark Michaels, thank you so much. And you got a good attitude.
Thank you very much.
You got a good attitude.
Appreciate you guys playing us one way or the other, man. It's all good.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
Have a good morning.
He ball-socked his way through the whole thing.
He did.
Plus, you said you sneezed with a thing in your mouth. That was good.
Well, I've met the noisemaker. Yeah. I like the new thing that when we're out on the interview, we can. Oh, yeah. That's a good thing you started, Jimmy.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I mean, you know, the guy, he's been on before, so he knows that when we give him the floor, just run with it till you're done.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's just fun. All right, so that means we've played their whole EP by now. If you want to be part of the Brutally Honest Music Review, text HONEST, H-O-N-E-S-T, to 72341. The only bad part is you'll hear back from Fatboy, but the good thing is you might be played on the radio.
Yeah.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, the Brutally Honest Music Review. We'll do some phone calls next, 1-800-774-0093. If you want to get on the horn and touch base with us, that's 1-800-774-0093. Take the rest. I don't want to do it.
Double O.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks.
Clearly, I would be Sweet Stan Lane because of the diabetes.
Yeah. I thought you'd be Loverboy Dennis Condrey.
Because he was older?
Loverboy kind of your thing.
Oh, I like that band. Mm. Beautiful Bobby Eaton. That's you, Nye.
I think so. I'm the best worker of the bunch.
But it says right. Eaton, so I think of Fat Boy.
I can only be two of you.
Yeah.
Well, there were three, but not at the same time. It was almost Freebirds-esque how they interchanged the Midnight Express. Always James E. Cornette, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's got to be Nine. That's his name.
Do you know that one of our former coworkers played tennis with him one time?
No. Yeah.
I don't know if you know that or not. Midnight Express. You ever seen the movie?
Yes, I have.
Faults?
That's all right. It's kind of like... I had seen Broke Down Palace first because I'm younger. Oh, yeah. So
they pretend to go fishing together in a big
Claire Danes.
So I watched Broke Down Palace, and then later on I saw Midnight Express. I'm like, man, this is like Broke Down Palace, but with dudes and turkey, and it's a little better movie.
Oh, we got to escape. We're women now. We're
dudes and turkey.
I just don't know how the song fits the movie.
I don't know. It's
I don't know how it fits wrestling either.
Because that was their name, Midnight Express.
Yeah.
That's why they played Freebird for the Freebirds.
Yeah.
Duh. Why didn't Dusty Rhodes come out to some Dusty Springfield? It would have made sense. Nobody knows who that is, I guess. 1-800-774-0093. Somebody sent a text earlier. I made a note to mention that they enjoy when we do the Ring of Fire with names, but just off the cuff.
Yeah.
Like the puns and stuff. We can't. Those are organic. If we do it, just say, hey, we're going to do this, then it becomes a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody sits down and says, hey, we're going to have a literal pissing contest. Get ready.
I would watch. I'd pay pay-per-view for that.
You love water sports. 1-800-774-0093. There's a familiar name. It's P1 Looper. Super Looper.
Good morning.
How it is?
It is good.
It is good.
I have a question.
Nine wants to know if you want to do it.
No, I don't want to do it, Nine. But
you're sounding as bad as Daniel Robbins right now, Skull. I don't know if you heard that earlier.
Is it really that bad? Am I cutting in and out?
Well, now that's mean to say about Daniel Robbins. What do you mean that bad?
Party man, no, Dan.
His was a great call.
It was the best call of the morning.
Enjoyed hearing from him. I don't want to discourage people from calling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I encourage that. That was fantastic. I encourage anyone who has never called it as a P1 that you have not met, especially, call
it's,
in.
It's fun.
Just do it. Yeah. But I actually have some advice I need to get, and I'm in particular interested in what Nine has to say because he doesn't have children. So I get the kids a Happy Meal the other day from Wendy's, and I get a Baconator for myself. Because they were well behaved. I get home, Claire ends up eating my Baconator. I leave it unattended for 30 minutes.
Take her to the fire department. Leave her.
How do you punish your child for doing that? Because I get it. A Baconator looks great, but...
Why are you asking him?
He doesn't have children, so what's the proper way to, you know, discipline your child for not eating your Baconator?
Well, 9 does pretend he has kids when a large food order comes in. He's all right, kids, food's here. I used to do it, too.
That's not true. I lost that sense of shame.
Okay, so we'll go 9. If you did have kids and uh-huh. you brought home the food and little Jamie.
Yeah.
That's what your daughter's name would be.
That's a dude's name around here.
Oh. Yeah,
it is. 100%. The dudes are named Jamie in the
Elena.
South.
Elena is your daughter, and she ate your Baconator and left you with the tiny little hamburger. What would you do?
How old is this child, Looper?
6, almost 7.
How does a kid... I'm just blown away that a kid that age ate a Baconator, like a whole... That's a big sandwich, dude.
Yeah.
This was that was my whole point, because I'm looking at her and I'm like half proud, because I'm like, dang.
Yeah. I'd be like, you know what? You just ate that sandwich. You want to look like this when you grow up? Keep it up. Keep it up, smartass. That's what I'd say.
You would show her. Oh, you would say that as yourself.
I would take my shirt off and be like, this is what's going to happen. You keep eating them Baconators.
Yeah.
That's a valid point.
So
I might terrify her, though. She may run and scream.
Well, that's the point.
What did you do, though? Like, have you yet to punish her, or is there thoughts to, will I punish her? You're like, hold on, I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail after I call the Rise guys to figure out what to do.
Well, this happened like two weeks ago. I've been thinking about this for a long time, so I talked to her about it. I talked to her about it, but at the same time, it's like halfway through it, I'm laughing because I'm like realizing, you know, that actually wasn't a bad idea because, you know, it tastes good. I could follow her logic, but...
Damn you for mentioning it, actually.
I want one.
Bacon. I'm thinking about bacon now. I had bacon last night. I had breakfast for dinner. It's so good.
I walk around with food in my hand, for real. I mean, that might be what you have to start doing. Like, it doesn't go unattended.
Yes.
Always eat it.
Yes.
He carries around a whole bag of sugar. I said, are you doing some kind of experiment for college, for home ec? He's like, no, I just carry this around with
me. I got a utility belt, you know, McNuggets, whatever.
Looper, I think what you should do is 3 weeks it's been now. She doesn't get lunch the rest of the year.
That's a bit harsh. I thought about just getting another one and eating it in front of her.
What would you do if I told you that Dave Thomas from Wendy's was on the phone right now and we could ask him?
He's been dead for years.
I wouldn't believe you.
Well, he is dead, but P1 Big Brown is. And he is a parent who has a comment. So let's welcome... P1 Big Brown talking to P1.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Now, Big Brown, are you familiar with P1 Looper? He's been on the show hundreds of times.
Millions of times. I think he surpassed my record of calling in last week.
Oh, man.
How the hell are you going to leave a Baconator alone for 30 minutes? That's my question.
Good question.
Yeah, where'd you go? And what'd you do?
I think I went to one side of the house.
What do you live in, the Biltmore house?
Just let them go.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be over here working on some other stuff.
We'll get Joe on the next Brutally Honest Music Review. We'll save face. No, but so, yeah, that's a very good point that Brown has brought up there, Looper. 30 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, that's a long time.
I mean, if your stomach's that tore up, you shouldn't be eating at all.
Well, no, you got things to do. So I'm going to doing this and doing that.
Baconator.
Well, I guess I should have worked that in, Big Brown. Thank you.
you snooze, you lose.
I mean, Big makes a good point. When you live with other people, you got to eat that. That's when you got to wrap your arms around that plate and make sure that everybody knows that you got to claim it as yours.
And when you have a dog and you set your food down on the coffee table, which is generally where we will eat our meals, and you run to the kitchen to get if that you come
Fair
back
game.
And that dog is it? Yes, you cannot punish the dog.
No, you left it
below
with
the knees. Fair game.
Even if you're like, I'm going to go five knuckle shuffle for a little bit, you still have a Baconator in one hand.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, that's
or you
not.
Put it in the microwave.
That's
awful. Yeah, you eat the Baconator, and then you five-knuckle shuffle.
Yeah. Yeah. One time, my dog grabbed my roll off the plate. This was a few weeks ago. Not like my belly roll, but my bread roll. Grabbed it off the plate. And, I mean, what did I do? I didn't get mad at him. I just tore it in half, and I ate half, and he had the other half.
I get mad. I get so mad.
But you can't.
What kind of roll? If it was a King's Hawaiian, then you can get mad.
No, it wasn't sweet bread, man. We don't eat sweet bread.
It was brown and serve. Big brown and serve.
Big brown and serve. Yeah, Big, I agree with you. That's the way. You should never leave. That's why they do those two-for-one deals, so you have something to eat on the way home. It's true.
Yeah, it is.
It's true. All right, Big Brown, thank you for that. And then P1 Looper, that's the question of the day. Well said.
Yes, it was. Now I want some King's Hawaiian rolls.
All right.
Hawaiian.
Yeah. All right. I detect some slurs in your tongue.
Don't go like
Watch
this.
Out. All right, Looper. Yeah, both of you, calm down on the fast food.
I'm telling you.
I'm talking to you and Fat Boy. Oh. All right, Big Brown and Looper. Thank you. Good morning.
All I eat is chili now, man.
I bought
All
somebody.
All I've eaten 2 days is chili.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My tummy hurts.
Oh, okay. Let's pause here. When we come back, some folks, their names are not on there
yet.
B1
Smitty's on there. That's him on four, Smitty.
Okay.
Smitty.
I thought his last name was Smith.
No, his first name.
His first name is no. It's,
yeah, it is. It
his
is.
First name is Smith.
Well, yeah. It ain't Pittman.
Yeah.
Well, let's say his full name. We'll tell you his address right after this. Good morning, everybody.
You listen to Anderson.
The radio of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. I go over there.
Are you good?
Thank God. It's 8:50. We're going to do some more phone calls. You know, this whole thing, we kind of laugh at it, but the Baconator thing has really captured everyone's imagination this morning.
Yeah, it's good. Even the junior.
There's a Baconator Junior?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's not fair.
It's a smaller one.
Get two of those.
You can't be a Baconator, like, and then there's a Junior. That's like Scrappy-Doo.
But you know what? You buy Wendy's and change it.
Yeah.
Well.
Never frozen fresh ground.
Who owns it now? Kellogg, Nestle, Pfizer,
somebody probably a huge
Disney,
probably Chris.
God bless. What if they say, "Hey, look, we have the new vaccine. If you buy this one over here, it comes with Disney Plus."
I already got it. Let me get the vaccine.
I told Nine healthcare is going to go that way.
I'm holding out for the vaccine. Comes with HBO Max.
Oh yeah, you go to Prisma, you get free HBO Max.
You don't get free anything there.
Yeah. I know. Uber costs $30. You use them, it costs $900. Trust me. P1 Jabroni is Trump. Good morning.
Rise, guys. Guys of the airwaves.
What it is, sir?
How are you guys doing this morning?
You know what? I was just thinking about, I'm so just done with having to buy Christmas and everything's set and in place. And then the Baconator question came in and has turned our world upside down.
Well, my kids didn't eat my food, and it wasn't exactly a Baconator. Mm. It was McDonald's Big Mac. But, again, I was doing the same thing, getting the kids some lunch. And my 9-year-old daughter, which it didn't upset me, but it kind of almost brought a tear to my eye because I guess I finally realized that she's growing up, she didn't want a Happy Meal. She wanted the number one, which was the Big Mac meal. And I said, girl, are you going to eat that big sandwich? And by God, she ate the whole thing.
Really? How old is
the
she?
The whole damn thing. She's 9. God love her.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny,
you said that. She's 9.
Tiny little thing, but she ate that burger like a champ.
Hmm. Can she do the ingredients list?
Probably not.
Oh.
She could care less about that.
That's how I always knew what was on there. I was like, no onions, no lettuce, no special sauce.
She didn't want the Happy Meal with the toy. She wanted the number one Big Mac meal and promised me she would eat it. And like I said, it almost brought a tear to my eye because I knew my little girl was growing up.
She's growing up. That's the sign, they say, that is she urges that. Yeah, that's true.
I just thought you guys would enjoy that after
You're making me feel old. You're making me feel old.
Hey, man. She did the same things. Didn't help. It didn't help me. So.
Yeah. Well, listen, hang in there. It gets worse. I mean, it gets better. It does.
Oh my God,
Jabroni
is
Trump.
I've got two other daughters, so I know all about it, brother.
Yes, sir. All right, hang in there. It gets better.
Hey guys, Merry Christmas. Love everything you do.
I love you. Thank you.
I hung up on him.
It, that's how Fat Boy says it back. He just hangs up. Okay. Yeah, I did not know that P1 Smitty's first name is Smith. I had no idea. Good morning.
Good morning. Actually, my first name is not Smith. My first name is actually Jeffrey. And it's weird, too. It's J-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y. You know, we got that Southern stuff going on.
I'd tell people it was Smith.
Like Jeff Hart.
No. That's like Jeff Bodine.
That's my...
People called him, my daddy called him Goof Bodine because he's funny.
I knew a guy who called him Gorf. Gorf Bodine, yeah.
Hey, so this Baconator thing.
Yes, I know.
Looper. Mm-hmm. Same with Big Brown. You can't leave the Baconator out for 30 minutes. You know, I got three boys. You see my boys, I mean, he'll probably put down two Baconators. But, you know, I normally try to get the 4 for 4 and... You know, so I mean that 4 for 4 is a good bit of food if you get the double stack.
It is.
And,
I mean, 30 minutes is a long time to leave anything unattended.
It is. I don't worry about Smitty leaving a Baconator unattended for 30 minutes. I know Smitty likes to eat.
Your bird dog.
Looper will go to Krispy Kreme for hot nows and then get home and let them set for an hour. It makes no sense.
I eat them out the window.
I say, save
at least
the box.
Half of them on the way home.
I tell him, I say, look, here's my finger. Ring it. Yeah? Throw him on the... Don't need the box.
That dude's taking his pants down.
Yeah. Smithy. Does that sound right? We got to fix your caller ID. It says two people's last names on there. It's really weird. I thought you were feeling bad for your mom's maiden name or something. You in the NFL? All right.
Yeah.
Can I start calling you Pity? Pity's funnier.
I think Smitty's trying to get off the
phone. Don't call me late for dinner.
Pity City.
I ain't calling you nowhere, Coach.
No, I thought we like to eat, yeah. So
hell yeah. Hey. All right, thank you, sir.
My 3-year-old will almost finish the 4 for 4 by himself. Give him about 30 minutes and he'll my 3-year-old will kill the 4 for 4.
Now I'm so hungry.
All right. If you want to pull forward, we'll have those hot fries out to you in a second, sir. Pity. Thank you.
That's awesome.
All right, have a good morning.
Take
it, guys. I bought the little coupon book the other day. I don't care about the scholarships. I just wanted to be, if I'm being honest with you, I don't care that the scholarship money, I'm getting that for $1. That's awesome.
That's why we got a lottery. You can go for free. I've been doing it for like 15 years.
Dude, I like to think that I've helped a lot of so-called crippled children because I've bought all those nut logs over the years. That's what it says.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it says.
All right. We'll take a break. We come back. Nine, what are you working on in the Plex?
Man, I got all kind of stuff. I got the dangers of a swingers party in 2020. What happened to 41 people who went swinging?
Oh, man, that's it?
Yeah.
Fat boy, cue the John Anderson up. We're going to talk about swinging right after this.
How do you get an odd number at a swingers party?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Is that that's where third wheel comes from?
I think so.
That makes sense. All right, we'll be back. The Planet.
You guys are great!
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
I love how they slam on people. It's always the best.
Good show, man.
Thank God for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3.
The Planet
rocks.
We know. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.